Hi everyone, welcome to the Still Parents podcast, supported by Globals. Make some noise. Today is the final day of Baby Loss Awareness Week 2023. My name is Dan, I'm here with Ryan and Matt, as always, from the Lily May Foundation. And thanks, gents, for doing this every single day this week, because we normally just put one long episode out every week or so, but we've done lots of mini ones over the course of this week, and I think it's been a good idea and worthwhile doing.
Absolutely.
I hope so, yeah.
Right. So, Matt, do the honours, who's joining us today for our final show.
David Schlan. He's from Wolverhampton. He's not bad for a Wolves fan, to be fair. He's all right. So, not a bad bloke. So.
David, welcome to the Still Parents podcast. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks, Matt. You?
I'm all good. So we'll get straight into it, because today it's quite a poignant day, isn't it? It's the final day of Baby Loss Awareness Week 2023, and it's the International Wave of Light, which takes place tonight at 7. For people who are listening to this who have not lost a child and they are not aware of Baby Loss Awareness Week and what this is, what is it, Ryan?
What is it, Matt? No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
What, you mean the wave of light?
Yes.
Yeah, so at 7 o'clock this evening, everybody is encouraged to light a candle in memory of their baby and let it burn, and get your candles on socials, you know, share them with us, share them with the world using the hashtags, which is Baby Loss Awareness Week or BLAW 2023, so that's BLAW 2023. And it's just showing support for bereaved parents, yeah, not just within the UK, but across the world.
Can it be any candle?
Why, what candle are you thinking?
Well, there's a variety, isn't there? You've got the big smelly ones that you have once you've been through, number two. You have the...
Hang on a second.
But what?
He puts a candle on after he's been through number two. Most of us just open the window.
Yeah, or spray. I don't like a candle.
Well, that's just because you two have got no class.
Have you got a candle in your bathroom that you light?
Yeah, yeah, I've got about 10.
I bet he has a bath as well with candles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There we go, David. You've learned some about my toilet habits for no reason that you wanted to know about there. What is, for you, Baby Loss Awareness Week, and we've asked this to everyone who's come on, actually, over the course of the last 7 days, compared to any other day of the year, because you're living with your grief and your loss, what difference does this week make for you, and how can awareness be raised more?
Yeah, so I think it makes a massive difference to me. And it's probably the best way to sort of start with it is that 6 months ago, I wouldn't have even known about Baby Loss Awareness Week. That sort of drives my passion for talking about it to as many people that will listen to me as possible, really. In my opinion, I think it's probably one of the worst things that anyone could ever go through in their life. And sadly, probably most people suffer in silence because it's still such a taboo subject. It's quite fitting that Baby Loss Awareness Week is pretty much 6 months since I lost my son, Kobe. Right. So it's going to have sort of an extra special thing for me this year. I've wrote a few notes down here of really why I think that it's important. So apologies if I'm going on a bit.
No, go for it. Take your time.
I think it's very important for a number of different reasons. Number one, it's a perfect opportunity for everyone to remember the babies that they've lost. I think it's quite tough, this sort of grief process early on, is because the world keeps moving on. Even the closest people around you forget their names and stop mentioning them. And the truth of the matter is that you'll never move on from the lost. It's missed opportunities. What would they look like? What hobbies would they do? It's all kind of those things. Sort of leading on from that, I think it's such an important week because if we've been honest with ourselves, it's such a difficult subject to talk about, because when you're pregnant, the last thing that you even think about is the possibility that you might lose your child.
Yeah.
It's the last thing you think about. It's the last thing that you want to think about. And I think that's why it's still such a taboo subject. And people treat it almost like a disease, in my experience. They don't want to talk about it because they think, oh, it's going to happen to me if I talk about it. And I think that's the biggest challenge that we face, to raise awareness, to get people talking about it. I think that needs to change, that it's looked at the wrong way. Yeah. To be quite honest with you, I wish I'd known more about baby loss before we lost Kobe, because we not only had to cope with losing him, we then had all these feelings to deal with, and we had no idea to where even to turn. So I wish I was more educated on that subject.
I think that's a really important point that you make, especially for people maybe listening to you right now, and they have just lost, or it's recent, or perhaps haven't, and just want to learn more to know the right way to support someone such as yourself or a friend of theirs that have. Yeah. So I think that's really well said.
Definitely, and I think that sort of brings me on to my last couple of points, really, is that I think another massive thing for Baby Loss Awareness Week, to me, is educating people. We've had things said to us that the people that have said them have had no bad intentions, but because of the lack of education around baby loss, they come across the wrong way. And the sad part is they won't even know that what their comments have hurt us. Mm. And I think that Baby Loss Awareness Week is not only an opportunity for bereaved parents to remember their lost children and lost babies, it's to educate the wider public so that you don't know who's going through that's close to you, that's gone through or going through this. And if you could be more educated, you can be a better friend or a better parent or a better family member. So I think that's really, really important. And that's really, for me, the biggest thing for Baby Loss Awareness Week is to educate the wider public. And I've got a quote here, and the quote is, "I will forever have to face questions like, how many children have you got? My heart will hurt the same each time as I work out what answer I should give. Am I strong enough that day to face the look of horror I will get? My mission is that when bereaved parents never have to make that decision again, is when I know that baby loss awareness has worked, and that's why it's important to me."
Love that.
That's great, that is.
Yeah, love it. That's brilliant.
Brilliant, David. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, that's my pleasure, guys.
And thank you to everyone who's listened over the last week or so. We hope you're okay. We are here, Ryan and Matt, to reach out to if you would like to speak to somebody through the Lily Mae Foundation. And you can find more details through the website. Stillparentspodcast.co.uk is our website. And of course, on Instagram as well. Yes, Ryan.
One thing I would say is, because it's Wave of Light this evening and you are local to Birmingham, then please do go down to the Library of Birmingham and see the building that's lit up in pink and blue, because it's a really nice place to go to. I know it sounds bizarre, but it's when it's dark there, you're having a walk around, it's really, really nice to look at. So,
and it's quite a unique shape. It looks like, I've always said it looks like a cake.
It looks looks like the Titanic. If you look at the top of it, it looks like the Titanic. I promise you. I'm not just saying that. Don't look at me like that. It looks like the Titanic.
I'm just quite weird how like one person can think it looks like a cake and another one a massive boat.
Yeah. Looks like the Titanic.
Oh, God. Oh, God. History with Matt.
That's brilliant. So, International Wave of Light, 7 p.m. tonight. And, we'll look forward to seeing that across social media. And we will be back with our next episode very, very soon. In the meantime, if you'd like to join us, we are looking out for guests to join us in 2024, and you can find us, just drop us a message through our website or through our socials. Thank you. Cheers, David. Thank you very much. And Ryan and Matt, thank you very much for joining us every day this week, and we'll see you very, very soon. Take care, one and all.
Bye-bye. Cheers, guys.